This is CPR News. I'm Matt Bloom. Victims are looking for answers as to why police fired into an open crowd last month in Denver's lower downtown and injured six bystanders. 24-year-old Bailey Alexander was shot in her right shoulder. She says police didn't initially tell her how she got shot.
Pretty much in every single video that they posted, you can very clearly see me and who I was with that night. I mean, that's where the anger came in. It's in shock.
A Denver grand jury will investigate the case and determine whether criminal charges should be filed against three involved officers. Newly released standardized tests show Colorado's third through eighth graders are starting to recover academically from the pandemic. CPR education reporter Jenny Brundine has more.
Students rebounded somewhat from low CMAS test scores last year, but compared to pre-pandemic scores, the Colorado Department of Education's Lisa Medler says students in most grades and subjects did worse.
We're making some good progress, but there's still work to do.
About 40% of third graders are on target in reading. They've caught up to third grade scores pre-pandemic, but ninth graders in math fell 9 percentage points on preliminary SAT test scores. Wide gaps remain between low-income students and their wealthier peers. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Federal law enforcement is trying to find victims of sexual child exploitation and human trafficking. CPR's Allison Sherry has more.
Federal officials partnered with local law enforcement for 2 days earlier this month and performed targeted investigations into child trafficking. This was a national effort that included Colorado. The Denver FBI field office recovered 11 victims of sexual exploitation and 27 missing or endangered children, the most in the U.S. in this operation. Officials also found 11 adult victims. Six traffickers were identified and two have been arrested so far. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
Sunny skies in Denver and Boulder today, highs around 80. This is CPR News. Stay with us. More news at CPR.org.